The abortion debate has been raging in all sorts of venues for decades, but not for the most part in the movies. Producers say the issue is too controversial and too serious. But today, a first-time filmmaker weighs in on the topic with a satire called Citizen Ruth. Critic Bob Mondello says the film is a dark comedy and unexpectedly even-handed.
Nobody cares about Ruth Stoops, and it's easy to see why. As played by Laura Dern, she's an empty-headed mess who, when she isn't sniffing glue and other inhalants, spends most of her time listening to courtroom lectures.
Do you know how many times we've given you substance abuse treatment in the state hospital instead of jail?
Five.
Six times. Record also shows that over the years, the state has stripped you of four children, declaring you in all cases an unfit mother.
I was only unfit for two of them.
The judge suggests, rather unsubtly, that Ruth take care of her latest pregnancy, but she gets different advice from the chirpy anti-abortion protesters in her jail cell. They call themselves the baby savers and offer her shelter in their suburban homes during her pregnancy. Ruth, unaware that she's becoming a national poster child for their cause, loves the fresh sheets and attention, and, to the dismay of her hosts, also loves the airplane glue she finds in their cabinets. Soon she's being bounced from baby saver to baby saver, with one bounce being to the home of a spy for the opposition. But the pro-choicers soon discover what the baby savers did, that Ruth's blissful indifference to causes can make her a trifle unpredictable, as when they sit in pro-choice solidarity with her just before her abortion clinic appointment, watching a news report about the baby savers.
I am holding here a check for $15,000 made out in the name of Ruth Stoops to be presented to her upon the birth of her child.
$15,000!
The baby savers also said three different couples have volunteered to adopt.
First-time filmmaker Alexander Payne has a nifty way of undercutting your every expectation about his unlikely comedy, even to the point of casting Burt Reynolds and Tippi Hedren as opposing ideologues. The director manages not to come down on either side of the abortion question, to satirize each camp's tactics with a glee that will prompt chuckles, even from supporters, and to make Laura Dern's dim bulb of a heroine both hilarious and the sort of profoundly empty vessel who, if you met her on the street, would make you cry. The only thing the director hasn't been able to do, in fact, is find a satisfactory way out of Citizen Ruth's story. Having opted for neutrality on one of the century's most divisive issues, he's kind of stuck at the end. But if filmmakers had the answers, they'd be politicians, and Citizen Ruth doesn't want your vote. It just wants you to laugh. And you will. I'm Bob Mondello.